Steven Eisenbeiss says he learned a lot from his first run for Assembly, and this year he's excited to have an extra advantage.
This time people won't have to spell Eisenbeiss. Now it's just as easy as filling in the bubble.
Eisenbeiss is 29. He moved to Sitka with his mother and brother in 1992, and after high school, he left to join the Marines and served 3 combat tours in Iraq.
It's a very interesting situation when a 21-year-old individual has the lives of 8 to 10 people underneath him. I was in charge of a squad, and it was a very eye-opening experience.
One thing it opened his eyes to was the appeal of his hometown. He recalls a trip back after his last tour overseas.
Got back from Iraq. I jumped on a plane, flew home to Sitka for 2 weeks of leave, and fell in love with this place all over again. You knew everyone walking down the street. Everyone was a smiling face. You could definitely tell that the community was banded together.
Eisenbeiss moved back and met his wife, Ashley. Last May, the couple took over her family business, the downtown store Russell's. Eisenbeiss says that owning a small business has been both challenging and rewarding, and he says it's also made him more aware of changing trends in Sitka, which is one of the reasons he's running for Assembly.
In an environment that used to sell a $100 pair of Nike shoes, or a $100 pair of shoes in general, now it's the $70 pair of shoes that is selling. 5 years ago, there was little to no secondhand or thrift shops in town. Now there's quite a few that have sprung up and are doing actually very successfully. It's that shift and change that I'm noticing.
Eisenbeiss says that Sitka needs to do a better job of living within its means. But right now, he says, the city is facing a perfect storm.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of deferred maintenance at this point that is all rearing its ugly head all at the same time. We have a lot of user fees that haven't been updated in many, many years. And unfortunately, all of that is coming together right now. And that's what is making it a lot harder to swallow for many people.
Eisenbeiss says one major priority would be finding revenue to maintain Sitka's roads, but he thinks the Assembly jumped the gun when it proposed a motor vehicle registration fee, and he says there might be other, better options out there.
A couple ideas that I have heard, I'm not saying that they're necessarily the number one idea, but some ideas that I've heard from the citizens is a vehicle tax based on weight of the vehicle, as a heavier vehicle does contribute more wear to roads. And also some people have suggested removing the $1,500 sales tax cap. But once again, you have to look at the other side is, well, there you go, raising taxes again, making it harder for people to live.
Eisenbeiss is a volunteer firefighter and EMT and serves with the Search and Rescue Squad. He's on the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park and is currently the chairman of Revitalize Sitka. That group is responsible for implementing First Fridays downtown, as well as the flower baskets and banners that lined Lincoln Street this summer. Eisenbeiss says that if he had to name one major takeaway from his first run for Assembly, it's this.
I learned that Sitkans really care about Sitka. This is definitely a town where people care about their future. I also feel that they think that they are not having the say in city governance that they would like to. People present ideas and then are shut down perhaps quicker than they should be. Or
he says if elected, he'll work to change that.
I believe every idea deserves its time in the spotlight. As for me, I'm always willing to talk to people. People know me, know that I like to talk. So let's continue the conversation.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.